Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
During the auto bailout, when times were hard, our members and our retirees made the sacrifices for these companies. We still continue to sacrifice. That ends now.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says he'll forego the traditional handshake with automaker executives as contract negotiations begin this week. Union leaders want to eliminate a two-tier wage system, where new hires make up to 25% less than their seasoned co-workers, and want to ensure workers benefit from the transition to electric vehicles. The automakers plan to build joint venture factories with battery companies in Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Bank of America will reimburse customers more than $100 million and pay more in fines for so-called double-dipping on overdraft fees. Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia says it was most often those who could least afford to pay the fees who were affected.
Typically, these lower-income folks are already struggling financially. These fees make conditions worse and can keep them trapped in a cycle of debt.
A grand jury seated Tuesday in Atlanta will likely consider criminal charges for former President Donald Trump and his allies for their efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. Trump has been under investigation there after calling Georgia's Secretary of State to suggest election officials help find enough votes to beat Democrat Joe Biden.
So what are we going to do here, folks? I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Meanwhile, lawyers for Trump have asked a federal court in Florida to postpone their criminal trial in the classified documents case, saying Trump's presidential campaign schedule makes the current trial schedule untenable. Protesters gathered at the Iowa Capitol Tuesday as the legislature began a special session focused exclusively on passing a six-week abortion ban. Iowa House Democratic leader Jennifer Confress told CBS Republicans are not allowing ample time for debate.
We will not stop until Iowans know that Democrats are the only people in this building committed to protecting reproductive freedom.
Abortion is currently legal up to 20 weeks in Iowa. The EPA is enforcing stricter limits on hydrofluorocarbons used in refrigerators and air conditioners. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says the administration will impose a 40% reduction next year as part of a global phase-out designed to slow climate change.
We're facing a climate crisis, no doubt, and if we rally the world, it's not too late.
HFCs produce greenhouse gases considered thousands of times more powerful than carbon dioxide. And a storm that dumped up to 2 months of rain in 2 days in the Northeast is flooding communities, including Vermont's capital city, where a dam is threatening to overflow. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.